This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream.
Really?
To follow what it means.
So and who are you, Rolls Royce now? Really?
Yeah, I wanted like Donna Summer. Is there a cure for this? I don't want it.
Wait. I'm wishing on a star is not Donna Summers, first of all.
No, that's Rolls Royce, but it says a melody. I'll run from it, run from it. Think about it all the time. Never let it out of my mind, because I love you.
Okay, all right. Now you over yourself. Hi, everybody. This is Kim Whitley.
And this is Sherry.
Okay.
Well, I am channeling Donna. This is Sherry Shepherd, and welcome to Two Funny Mamas.
Yes! Kim. Y'all, thank you for joining us today. I got to show you something real quick, y'all, because you know we are in this pandemic, and we are in homeschool, and I had to figure out a way how to do my podcast and watch my son, so I bought a baby monitor.
What?
Let me tell you something. He back there, look at him. Not doing, do you see him doing? Look at him. Is that class? He is back there playing.
What is he doing? What is he doing?
Wait, I'm trying to get it up on the without the reflection. Wait.
Chris,
wait.
Where should she put it?
Right there.
Stop. Right there.
Right there.
Look at this boy. What is he doing? Okay, listeners, the Two Funny Mamas, Kim has a baby monitor and we are watching Joshua running like he's on the track.
Oh, maybe he's in PE class.
Oh, he's in PE class.
Yeah, but what did he wrap on his arm?
I'm gonna get one for Jeffrey. He gonna be so
right.
Mad
and
at
see,
me.
you can, and I'm gonna encourage him. Good job, way to go. Good job, Joshua, way to go.
See, I can't do that with Jeffrey. He will be so freaked out if he hears my voice. That's crazy. I love it.
And I had to think of something like, how do you monitor your child, give them their independence while they're in class? Now they got them stretching. Wait a minute.
Okay, that's hysterical. So now we're looking, listeners, we're looking at Joshua on the baby monitor, jumping. He's doing jumping jacks. That is so funny. And Kim just told him, good job. Yeah, you know, so, I think that's a good idea for your kids if they're in a different room, because now we're in a pandemic. If all the kids have started school, Jeffrey has started school. And what I had to do for Jeffrey, you put Joshua in a little closet that you had. It's got
don't
air
make
conditioning.
It sound like it's not a closet. Got me choking over here.
I put him in a small room.
He's in my
small room.
You're really feeling yourself today. Listeners,
I have to tell you,
he got on all the curly hair and makeup, and she thinks she's Donna Summers.
And listeners and viewers, I have to tell you, when I saw this wig, I bought it. This is my summertime wig. And I texted a picture to Kim, and she goes, take my wig off. But it is. It's my summer hair, and I am feeling myself.
Sherry, since you brought up the lovely wig, hello, ladies. How are you? Good to see
Hi,
you.
Hi, Chris.
Great to see you. What's going
Hey,
on?
Hey, Chris.
Let's check out the extension on Sherry. Let's see the hair. Let's see. Let's go full screen on Sherry.
Let's see the background.
Let's see the flow. Let's see exactly what we have working with here. And we are working on that right now. Oh, go down.
All I see is breast and boobs.
You like that move, Kim? That was my plan the whole time.
Oh, that was your plan? Yeah. Look at that. That's what you should see.
There go the views. Skyrocket.
That's more followers, hopefully. But I just wanted to, when I saw it, Kim, I thought of you. And I said, oh, we could be twinsies.
I was gonna wear mine, but then I was like, oh, that's just too much for the people. But we both have ombre. We both have ombre.
I'm coming down a little bit. So
I'm glad you came down a little bit now. Thank you for being on my
level. I know, I was so much taller than you, and it was mm-hmm. crazy. It's so funny because sometimes I think you have to get these little things that just make you feel good, because starting school, Jeffrey started school this week and I started a job this week, and it has been chaos in this house because most of us now are working home. What is working from home now? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to get in a groove, you know, with your kids in school, and they need you, and you got to do work. I don't know how many of our viewers and listeners are on Zoom calls and Zoom meetings, and your child runs in the room.
Good job.
And they need something, like Joshua's in there now.
Joshua just did.
Yeah, so right before we started the podcast, I had to make tacos for Jeffrey's lunch. What were you doing?
Get water.
Okay. All right, honey. Go get some water. Why do you have a paper towel wrapped around your...
Mom, stop.
You hurt your hand? Okay, show Aunt Sherry and tell
her. Let me see.
He hurt his hand, so he has
a paper towel. But you got a cast on your hand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you put the cast on your hand yourself, Joshua?
Yeah.
Is that a sock cast?
No, he made it with the paper towel, it looks like.
Oh, it looks good.
Joshua. Yeah, good job.
You see me working out?
I saw you working out. You did good.
Really great job, Joshua.
Go get you some water.
When does history start back up? Don't
this you? Is what happened. Yeah, he got his next class. Watch the clock and click on your next link. How are we living? What kind of world is this?
Girl, let me tell you. Let me tell you. I stayed up 2 hours. I don't have it. I wish I had Jeffrey's schedule. I stayed up 2 hours because I had to retype his schedule because they literally had. Oh gosh, I wish I had it. Mignet.
Oh, I saw that list.
Class schedule, really quickly. I had to start a new job at Dish Nation this week, so Mignet's been coming helping me out, but it has been so crazy. So I stayed up all night because they had this schedule for Jeffrey, which I couldn't read. Kim, and the schedule was like block B, D, and J on Mondays, block A, C, and D on Tuesdays, block K, S, and Q. It was terrible. I could not read it. I don't even know what it means. And they didn't have any of the teachers. They just had the time and interactive from 11 to 12. What is interactive? So I stayed up for 2 hours recreating his chart, trying to fill in and make things different colors. And I want to show you because I so pride myself. Look at that.
Oh.
I did that myself. And I put like the teachers on there. You see all that?
Tell the listeners what you're... So she has done a color-coded chart for her son that he can follow along in his school schedule.
So he can follow along in his school schedule. Absolutely.
So you wanted to get taller than me again? You just did it. Why would you readjust and be 7 feet bigger than me? This is when I watch the podcast, this is what happens.
Because I readjusted my camera because I got a pretty dress on. It's pink and I was trying to show the dress.
Now I'm in a hole.
You mean way taller than Kim. I don't know what happened.
It's fine. Just leave it like it is. You want to show off. I'm just trying to eat my strawberries.
I'm sorry, girl. Well, can you bring up your chair a little bit?
No.
Just bring up your chair a little bit and then we'll be even.
I look like
a Dolly Pink giant. Next
I love
to
that
you.
Kim knew that was a manifestation of your personality and not just a mistake.
Thank you.
I don't know what happened. I got way taller than Kim. Well, you know what?
You're at the top of the screen and I'm like sitting in a hole now. But that's what women do. They try to do stuff subconsciously to make you feel smaller than who you are. That's what you did.
Well, I didn't put this pink dress on for nothing. Like, I could have worn a tank top. Just bring yourself up.
Well, I don't have on a bra, so I don't really. I don't have a job, Sherry. So all I got is two funny mamas. So all I can do is show my little, I got on a sports bra and a t-shirt. Oh, you want them to see your pink? Oh, you're right.
because my dress is so pretty. I got a dress on.
Yeah, but now your head is cut off. This is a lot of rhetoric and ridiculousness. So why don't you cut? There you go. Now they can see you.
Okay, now they can see.
A pin hanging out my head, and that's a bobby pin sticking out my head. This is embarrassing.
I didn't notice that. I'm sorry. I did not know.
You want to say nothing?
Got a bobby pin.
Chris said nothing.
Chris probably didn't know what it was.
Yeah, he probably did not.
Get hair down on one side.
Is that a baby hair on the side there?
No, that's not a baby hair.
No, Chris.
Just look at me. Comb your hair down on one side with your fingers.
So let's get into this podcast because the people.
No, not. I want to tell you how beautiful you look. You look beautiful. You look like you're glowing, Kim. The hair you got on today. Your weight loss. You what? 25 pounds?
I am 26.6 pounds down. As of today on WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers, I feel like I probably could be a lot more down, but I feel good about myself.
You know what? I just, before we start, I gotta give you a roses. Your dimples are magnificent. You've always had really beautiful dimples, but because of your weight loss.
See the ones on my butt, huh?
Okay, sorry. That's disgusting. Okay. I don't wanna see the dimples on your butt. That's a conversation you and Chris need to have later.
Okay.
I'm sure you got cute dimples, Kim.
Look at you powdering yourself and looking at yourself. You love yourself. You know what?
As I get older, I got these laugh lines, which are natural. I don't want Botox because these are natural laugh lines, but sometimes they're so deep.
Want Botox? I think laugh lines, you have to put filler.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, I don't want none of that. I don't want Botox. I don't want filler. I want my natural face. But sometimes my laugh lines are really deep. And so I have to powder them. But you look absolutely glowing. Your dimples, because of your weight loss, are really pronounced. The hair that you're wearing. That was really a faux pas. I'm so sorry. The hair that you have on, because your face is.
The hair that you have on and the word wig are the same thing.
Okay, I don't know how to say it.
Chris, I think she's getting taller. This is weird.
Her confidence is growing as the show goes on.
My confidence grows, and so does my head. I'm taller than you again. But let me finish. The way you're wearing your hair, because your face, there's something that happens when we gain weight. It's okay. Our face gets chubbier, and your face was really chubby. But now that you've lost weight, it's a lot of your face is slimmed down. So things are more pronounced on you. You've always been beautiful, Kim. But because you are getting healthy, everything wasn't about you losing weight. You really took the steps with WW to get healthy. So you really look beautiful. And your hair looks great. You glow. I'm going to give it to you. When I called you this morning,
tell them what happened. You FaceTimed and I looked and you got scared.
Viewers and listeners, Kim and I, we don't talk on the phone. We FaceTime each other because we can. And I like seeing her face. But Kim will answer the phone and her hair. Today, my senses were appalled. I got to tell you, I was horrified at the way she looked when she answered that phone. If I could possibly explain it, I want you all to close your eyes, except the people that are driving and hiking up the mountains, because I don't have any money if your family sues me because you fell off the side of the mountain because I'm trying to give you a visual. But everybody else, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to picture Kim Whitley with no hair. I want you to picture Kim Whitley with a Fu Manchu bun on the top of her hair, but she can't get a comb through it. I want you to picture Kim Whitley with hair sticking out on every side of her hair. I want you to picture Kim Whitley, and in your mind, I want you to say in your mind as your eyes are closed, is that alopecia? I want you to say that to yourself.
I want you to picture a little girl. What are you talking about?
I don't want to scare our 12-year-old fans, but viewers and listeners, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to picture The Rock. I want you to smell what Kim was cooking. Picture The Rock.
Don't listen to her. You know, Chris, you definitely don't listen, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, don't you listen, because I don't want to scare you.
Because you said that to me. When I picked up the phone, you were like, you want Chris to see you like this? I was like, I did.
I was like, this is appalling.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Just got back from coffee. What's going on?
Good. Hilarious.
You're getting smarter, Chris, as you work with us. because, and then you had on some Moomoo Get My Newport Cigarettes t-shirt or something.
I did.
And you have transformed yourself. I just want to tell you, Diva, you look amazingly beautiful, Kim.
And so do you. After I saw how beautiful you look, I said, oh, well, let me go upstairs and put my little face on and get my hair together for our podcast. So they know that Two Funny Mamas is fine, too. We cute. Because you keep getting all this national publicity for us. Last night, we were on Access Hollywood. No, E! Entertainment.
We're on Entertainment.
That's all right. I'm doing Access Hollywood tomorrow, I think. But that's and it. Then we have the CW thing that we did. So you've been really getting a lot of attention for Two Funny Mamas. So we realized, oh, I can't be going on national TV looking crazy. Let me get my face together. So I went upstairs and took my time.
You took your time, and you look that art degree from Fisk University. You may not have gotten a man or a husband or a great job from it, but you sure know how to paint your face using that art degree you got.
Thank you very much. I did use my art degree.
It's so funny because I told Kim, viewers and listeners, I said, you cannot do that podcast without your face done because I'm so made up. People are going to be mad at me because you look crazy. And they're going to say, I'm hating on you because I'm all made up and you're not. So I'm really glad you listened to me and you did it. And I love your background. This background here,
it says
urban. It says urban, Kim Whitley, funky, eclectic. I love this background. Because you had
show it, Chris. Show my black background.
Show your background. Let's go to the city.
Show your background.
Let's go into Kim's background.
Yes. Show that background. Show your background. Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm in the Bronx. It looks like I'm in the Bronx. Yeah.
It looks like you're in the Bronx. I love it. This is good. It. This, throw that Queen Victorian bed and that old crazy meth brick wall away.
Can we get a Jessica Rabbit kiss to the camera? Like this is that's what I'm thinking of. The old Dick Tracy commercial, Jessica Rabbit. You remember her?
Jessica Rabbit, Kim. Don't blow Chris a kiss.
Just blow the listeners. You're not gonna let us
alone until you blow him a kiss with your two broke fingernails.
Because you saw that, I had to tuck them away. I had to tuck them away.
Okay. The listener, she has two nails and she's missing two nails.
I'm missing three. It's a COVID hand.
It looks like somebody cut your fingers off. Blow him a kiss. That was really cute the way you blew a kiss. I love it. That's Kim. Very sexy. Very
I'm
sexy.
I'm putting a little sign on my urban background. It's going to say Black Lives Matter. I'm hanging from somebody's window.
Okay, we're not supposed to laugh at that, but that's really good. I like that.
So what are we talking about today? Let's get into it, people. I know you're waiting on us to talk about it. I think let's talk about what's the obvious. Tim.
Kamala.
Kamala. Sorry. I go straight for the bad stuff. My bad.
You know, I don't know if we should start with the, we've had a couple, we're a little disjointed today because with this podcast, we're shooting it 3 days later so that we can drop it tomorrow. And some folks wanted us, they said, we love you so much, but can you throw some hot topics into the mix? So should we talk about the person? Hey, Joshua, I guess you finished history. What class you got next?
What's your next class, Joshua?
I'm done.
With school?
You're done with school?
Let me look at that schedule. Miss Sherry typed up for you. Finished? There's no more classes?
Yeah.
Okay, go do some extra work. Go make mommy a picture or write. Go learn your multiplications, okay? So we can finish our podcast, okay? And then mommy will have special time together, okay? We'll watch a movie together or something, okay?
I've been binge watching on Dexter, Joshua.
No, you can't watch Dexter. Here, take this. Turn this off.
Watch Dexter.
No. Don't listen to Aunt Cherry. She's been divorced twice. Don't listen to her. How's it going, baby? Turn that off.
Did I get your child to watch Dexter? I don't know.
Did you hear what I told him?
I've been divorced twice. I got the shade. You know, every time I try to move away from that, those divorces, you bring it right back full frontal.
Slap you right in the face with it because I have not been divorced twice and I'd like to be.
No, you don't. Because you don't go with divorce, losing your money. You do not want to be divorced twice.
Well, not after this pandemic. I ain't going to have nothing to lose. So it's a good time to get a man.
Girl. Well, let's start. We'll, you know, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to not do the personal stories first, or we can do the personal stories first and the hot topics later. We can do the hot topics first and the personal later. What would you like to do, Kim Whitley? You look so pretty.
Oh, you do too. I think, you know, I would like to talk about Tim. I'd like to get into it because we talk about personal stuff up top all the time. And let's do a red paper plate. Tim from Sweetie Pies. I wish we had time to put the clip in where I interviewed him for the reunion show. They keep running that.
You, yeah, okay, so Tim, what's Tim's last name?
Sweetie Pie. Tim's last name is, I have to pull it up. Chris,
I got you. Hold tight. Thanks for really shining a bright light on St. Louis, guys. Thank you.
St. Louis.
Oh, yes. Is that from St. Louis?
Oh, it's in, this is a St. Louis thing. Yeah, Tim Norman.
Because Chris is St. Louis. Chris Densman, who is our producer, he's with Midcoast Media. Everybody keeps saying,
"What? You gave my whole name."
Chris Densman. Yeah, that was awesome.
So he produces our podcast, and they're based. Midcoast Media is based out of St. Louis. So give me the name so I can set this story up.
Chris Norman. Jesus.
No, Tim.
Okay, damn it.
Tim Norman.
Oh, geez, this podcast is going nowhere fast. Tim Norman. Okay. Tim Norman of the reality show on OWN TV, Sweetie Pies. He's Miss Sweetie Pies. I don't know her name. Her son, Robbie. He was helping her run the business. It was a reality show where they just found out after a 2-year investigation that Tim took out a contract on his 19-year-old nephew and had a murder for $450,000. Yes. It has shook.
And I think it's been about 4 years. I think it's been about four years.
Investigation.
Yes. And break it down, Sherry. What happened?
I mean, so he took out this, he hired a stripper from another city and she came in and the 19-year-old, I don't know his name, he came out and he was shot and he was killed. So now Tim is up on charges. This man will probably go to jail for prison for life. It is, and here, and I'm going to say this right now. This is, we're doing this story now through the lens of the two funny mamas. So if it sounds like I'm being a little callous or Kim is, or we're taking it too lightly, please forgive us. It has just happened and we're kind of going back over it. I'm shocked, Kim, because I can't in my mind even, you know, go to the place of the moral bankruptedness of a person who could put out a contract on their nephew's life. It boggles my mind. And it's not even for like, not that it would be right, but it's not even for like $2 million.
You
went after a family member for $450,000. Now you have a woman who has lost her grandson and her son. What do you think?
I am, because I know them and I hosted the reunion show. And okay. I remember asking and prepping for the show and finding out what questions to ask. And they said, you're going to get to the question about the nephew's death.
It's Andre Montgomery, by the way, who was murdered.
Andre Montgomery.
So you interviewed him after he had died?
Yes.
It's okay. Talk about this.
Yeah. So I hope Chris can find and pull up a clip. I remember asking Tim about his nephew and, you know, I wasn't psychic, you know, I didn't get any kind of weird feeling, but the problem is Tim was acting strange and that's why, and he had not spoken to the family and that's why they said, make sure you ask about the nephew. Now, why would they do that? But they didn't know. And you have to remember, Ms. Robbie had also been robbed that same year. She had been robbed at her house. I don't know if it was the nephew, but somebody set her up. We don't know if it was Tim. But they had broken into her house. She wasn't home, thank God. And ransacked, you know, her house, especially this one place where someone knew where she kept money.
So she lost all of money. They stole her money.
Old school people took the money and then You know, and don't forget, Tim has already spent 10 years in jail beforehand.
For what?
For robbery. I believe it was assault or robbery, but he was 10 years in jail. And now, then he also, we got to remember, Tim took money from his mother. I didn't believe this, but it was true. You know, his mother, he took money from his mother to open up another restaurant.
He opened up the restaurant Sweetie Pies out here in Los Angeles and in Inglewood. And I remember that Robbie was suing Tim to get the name back. And I'm going to say this. We live close to the location that they had in North Hollywood. It was a real cute location. Mm-hmm. You know, North Hollywood was being gentrified and, you know, it was a little trendy spot. And I remember going there with my sister and we ate there and I didn't like the food. And it didn't taste like how Sweetie Pie's restaurant tasted. They were real nice. And then we went back. I got a bunch of catfish for my family. I didn't like it. I always finish my catfish and I didn't finish it. I ended up throwing everything. The cornbread was really hard. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say this. And so both locations closed because people were complaining about the food. And I will say this. You cannot do your mama wrong and expect blessings to come. So when I said to somebody, I think it was Andre, and as a matter of fact, Andre won't be in this podcast because he's visiting his mother. But I said to Andre, I can't believe that he had his nephew killed. And Andre said, but he stole from his mother. So anything, if you steal from your mother and you do your mother wrong, you're capable of anything. And so nothing went well for Tim. Both those restaurants. And when it first opened, there were lines around the block. But the food was good. They didn't have good customer service and they shut them down. You cannot. You know how they did in The Color Purple with them fingers? When they said, that's a curse on you. That's a biblical curse. You can't friggin' do your mother and your father and cross them like that. Evil. Rob them, contract, steal from them. Nothing you do will be blessed. Listen to this, anybody that's young.
That is the picture. Is the picture. Now look at that. So that's her sisters on the side. See, starting over here, there's a sister in the black dress, another sister, then Miss Robbie, then me, then there's Tim. Then there are the cousins and the little boy. That's one of the sister's son. Both of those are children of the sister on the other end.
Is that nephew that was murdered one of her children?
I believe that it had to be one of the, it was her grandchild. So I don't know how that, nephew, grandnephew, something like that.
How do you look at your siblings in the eye? Knowing you've murdered one of their children. I got to tell you, I was at a wedding of my nephew this weekend past. And I was crying so hard because I had a mask on and a face shield. When he walked down the aisle, I was crying so hard because I basically raised this boy. And my other nephew.
Okay, go ahead. You said I was crying because I had a mask on and a shield.
Well, that too, I was very uncomfortable because I was hot flashing, but I kept it on. But I raised all my nieces and nephews were there, the siblings, and I practically raised them from birth. So to see my nephew walk down the aisle as a grown man with his little baby boy, with his new wife, he's bought a house, he's financially responsible, and he hugged me before I left. He said, Auntie, thank you for coming because who I am is part of who you are. And you made me who I am. And I burst into tears. Girl, I couldn't stop crying. And then I thought about Tim. And I was like, how could you do that? What evil lurks inside a person that would have a family member? And at 19, you've snuffed out the boy's life.
Took that boy's life.
So I don't even know. And now you've lost your family. Because how can your family even talk to you now?
But he has two young sons. So imagine there's someone doing that to your children. He has like an 8-month-old and a probably about 7. But who's, let's start here. Who smiles on their mugshot? Let's look at this.
And this is, This is all alleged, by the way, right? Like, this is not proven guilty yet. So it's alleged charges on this stuff. And then, so just to clear that, you guys weren't saying that he did that. It's alleged.
No, these are all alleged charges. Of course, the white man got to come in and straighten us out.
just looking, you know, looking out for my girls.
We know you killed him. We know, because we're aunties.
Alleged. You're right, Chris.
These are
all alleged. He can be found guilty tomorrow. I mean, found innocent tomorrow.
I wasn't aware that it was alleged. I thought they had done the investigation and they found out that he did and they arrested him.
Well, you can do the trial.
You can do the math on federal prosecutors and what they prosecute and their percentages and that. But
they have a strong case.
That's typically what you see, and I've seen plenty of TV shows to back this up. Typically what you see is federal prosecutors have a very high level of wins. Like, they don't go after things unless they are...
They're really sure.
That's why it took probably 4 years to get everything, because there's another interesting part, and tell me to shut up if you are getting to it. The insurance agent, are you aware?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Chris, you can tell them. The alleged, though...
Yes, the alleged co-conspirator. I'll say the interesting part first. This is as St. Louis as it gets. The reality TV show that's super popular... Oh, there's a horrific alleged attempted murder or successful, I guess, murder with this. And the insurance agent that he used was a producer for Nelly on an album.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't get more like small, like, oh.
Wow.
Yeah. The stripper killed her. That's crazy.
It was alleged that there was some money put into an account for the stripper, like a bunch of different accounts for the stripper. Like, who are you hanging with?
Is a killer. Let's start right there. I ain't never heard of a killer stripper. What stripper?
I've heard a stripper that killed that pole.
Right, you know? But I ain't never heard of no killer stripper. They're usually too tired.
They usually, to twerking, but to go do that, like, it's just such a trip. I wonder, though, and now that this is alleged, do you think that he owed money to somebody? He was involved with the wrong people.
He could have had some debts he needed to pay, because the truth is going to come out, you know.
You know, let me tell you.
And you know, didn't he date Phaedra and date some other?
He dated Phaedra Parks from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's the undertaker and the lawyer. He also dated Jennifer Williams from Basketball. Wives. Sean Hill's reality show. So he liked that life. He liked the celebrity life, you know. But he wasn't that attractive, though. I always kind of wondered, like, he had lady hips. You remember, Kim?
That's not alleged. I know, but...
No, that's not alleged. That's for sure.
But hips ain't got nothing to do with being attractive. A lot of men like hips.
No, not on men.
Oh.
No, he had lady hips.
Okay.
Not a lady with hips.
Maybe, you know, that will serve him well if he has to go down. But let's talk about the mother. That's why we have to be sensitive and be careful. Miss Robbie is a wonderful person, and you know, the family, I'm sure they're hurting behind this. You know, our prayers go out to them. It's more than I know she can handle. So we just wanted to touch upon this because it is something that we will follow and we're going to be watching. I know the family. I've talked to Tim. You know, me and Tim was going to go out a couple times. You know that, right?
Oh.
He got a good little face.
Ew. Sometimes I respect you. I gave you all of these roses at the beginning, and they have all died in just that last statement.
I look at a man's heart. I don't look at his hips. So
his heart had hips on him. He had a heart with hips.
It doesn't matter.
What was attractive about him that you said I would date him? I said the same thing to Phaedra and Jennifer.
Now, see, I was in good company. Look at that.
She was doing it for the company.
Doing it for the girl. That just shows she get lonely sometimes.
Sherry, would this be the only case where the hips did lie?
Yes. Hips did lie. I'm sorry. I was trying to be there for you and really be in the serious zone until you said that you was gonna date him. You could have been the one he put a contract out on, allegedly. What? Okay,
I don't think you know who has insurance policies on you. Can you find that out some kind of way? I need to check.
I didn't know you could get an insurance policy on a person that wasn't like your spouse or your child.
Right. But I didn't know you knew that.
When you run in those circles, it's called a hookup.
That's probably why that triggered a thing, because the insurance agent pulled something out of whack, and there were some denials. Like, he attempted to put that, like, if you read the story, go to KSDK.com. That's Channel 5 here in St. Louis. If you read about it, it says he had a couple failed attempts at getting paperwork put through. So I guarantee you that is what tripped them up, is he did something out of line in an extremely regulated, extremely complicated industry and didn't do it. You know, he probably set off a million red flags.
Yeah, and the insurance. Yeah, because they just don't pay out insurance that quick, you know. And you're talking about your nephew, but the parents aren't coming in. Mm. So, like Kim says, in all seriousness, Miss Robbie, we wish you well. We're praying for you and the family. We're so sorry. You know, of course, we hope that this isn't true, but the federal prosecutors, usually they, for them to be investigating for 4 years, they have put together pretty much an airtight case. So if it is true, karma is a bitch. You just can't do this kind of stuff. My grandmother always said, what you do in the dark
will come to light. Yeah, that's the truth. Well, enough on St. Louis, Tim.
It was some other stuff that I want to. So let's go to something a little bit better. It's too funny, mamas. Kamala.
Her name is Kamala. Think of calm. Like when she get up in that debate with Pence, you're going to be like, calm down, Kamala. Calm down, Kamala.
Kamala, excuse me, I'm sorry. Your sorority sister, Kamala.
No. I am a Delta Sigma Theta. She is an AKA.
You tell me, I'm not a Delta. I want to be a Delta.
She's pink and green. I'm red and white, but we're all in a sorority.
But you're part of the Divine Nine. So I'm sorry if I said it wrong, because I'm putting you guys all in one lump, because I know that she's not a Delta. She's an AKA. Kamala, excuse me for mispronouncing her name. She's an AKA. You are a Delta. But you look beautiful. What'd you do? Pull your shirt off of your shoulders?
I pulled my shirt off my shoulders. Because before I lost weight, I had big humps on my shoulder because my bra was digging in my fat. But it's going down a little bit.
Because you lost those fat humps.
Right. I got the humps. But it's fine.
Around your bra strap. Well, go and pull it down. It's just more yellow for us to feast on.
Really?
Go ahead.
Go on with the Kamala and the Divine Nine.
Because you high yellow. I love it. I had to make that joke. I couldn't let it go. You're so pretty. You're so pretty, Kim Whitley.
So pretty. They're going to be like, that's all they do on their podcast, and talk about how pretty each other.
But you are, Kim. You are. Oh, that was from Blanche. Oh, there. Anyway, so Kamala.
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 I think a lot of people are going to have to, you know, get used to having to say Kamala's name. Because I had said Kamala for the longest. So I'm retraining.
My best friend growing up, her name was Kamala. Kamala Bustamante.
But it's not. It's Kamala. So Kamala, she's an AKA and you're a Delta. And there's seven other sororities. And it's called the Divine Nine. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm hoping you. I'm not the one that's supposed to be knowing this. I'm not a sorority.
You got the Zetas, the Sigma Gamma Rho's, the Deltas, the AKAs, the Alphas, the Kappas, the Omega Psi Phi's. You got the Sigma Gamma. I mean the Sigmas. Yes, a lot of them.
It's a lot of you guys is running around. But what's so wonderful is it's so many hundreds of thousands of your sorority sisters, I'm lumping you all in one big pot as the Divine Nine of the Greek sororities and fraternities. I mean, to be able to jump behind Kamala, this is wonderful. And I loved it that she gave everybody a shout out at the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. She did mention HBCUs. She did mention the Divine Nine. And I know you were grinning and you were so proud when you heard that, because a vice president who's a member of the a Greek sorority who went to a historically Black college. That is so awesome.
No, that is awesome. My brothers went to Howard. You know, my brothers went to school with her. So they're friends with Kamala. Yeah. So
can I give them a cabinet position? Kyle. Can
you get, right. That's what you need to give them. But you know, they all excited, like, we're gonna get some work out of this.
They're gonna rebuild the White House, being the architect.
Yes.
This is so wonderful. I think a lot of people, it's been a little bit of attention because everybody wanted somebody. You know, for me, I was rooting for Val Demings. I was ready to stump for Val Demings because I thought she had a great record. But at this point, I just want the president who is sitting in office right now out. So I'm putting all of my mouth and everything I got behind Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm so glad he picked a female. I'm glad he picked a Black woman. I think it's very, very important in this time because we are a big voting bloc. We've gotten a lot of people. Joe Biden has to credit Black people for actually turning his career around and being the incumbent. It was us that came out because everybody thought Joe Biden was a goner.
And they did.
Everybody had counted Joe Biden out. When I tell you, people were so surprised at the comeback of Joe Biden. And I have to say, I was one of those people. I was going to vote for Bernie Sanders.
You were Bernie. Yeah, a lot of Bernie people.
I like Bernie.
After Bernie gave that speech at the DNC, let me tell you something. I was like, wait a minute, Bernie. Wait a minute.
Listen, I was. But at the last minute, Kim, and I think a lot of people did this, at the last minute, when I got ready to, you know, whatever on that iPad they had of putting in Bernie Sanders, I said to myself, I think Biden would be better because he knows global affairs. He's experienced. He did it before. And I went with Biden. And I think a lot of people changed their mind. So it literally, and everybody's spoken about it. This is nothing that I'm alleging. Everybody's spoken about that Black people came behind and put that man back on the map. So I think definitely to reward us, we got a Black woman who is vice president. Right. And not only is she a Black woman, people have been getting on me. She's of Indian descent. She's of Jamaican descent. So we got somebody who's literally, she's a woman of color.
And Asian. I mean,
and just of Asian descent.
Asian she's country, right.
Now I say Black, and this is what I say Black, because her sister Maya said, I'm so proud of my sister. She's the first Black vice president. That's what her sister Maya said. I say Black because Kamala said, I'm a Black woman. So I'm like, well, what am I freaking trying to go against the grain? So
why are you trying to go against it? Right. If she call herself Black, then she's Black.
So for all those people who are like, well, she's not Black. She's Indian and Asian and Jamaican. I know. But for purposes, I was just repeating what the woman said, who, you know, it's like when Kim says, I'm light skinned. Now, who am I to say, no, you're not? Kim said,
I'm brown.
No, you're yellow.
Scalp in there.
You look good with the wig.
Yeah,
now, you think Kamala's going to make a difference? Think she's going to be a good vice president?
I think she will. She's 20 years younger, and she's been in it for a long time in the fight. I think she's smart, and I think she will make a difference. Absolutely.
I think, you know, a lot of people we haven't forgotten over here in California, she was a prosecutor. She had this record of prosecuting Black folks a lot. And I think that was one of the reasons why I was not behind Kamala Harris when she first was running. I was behind Elizabeth Warren, but because it was that prosecutor record. But I think, again, I want Mr. Trump out so badly. Like somebody said in the video, it was a Republican. He said, I will vote for a tomato can. because he can somebody turn on the air? I'm hot flashing. I'm so hot.
Did you just yell out? Can somebody turn on the air?
Yeah.
I'm about to yell out. Can somebody bring me a snack?
You just eaten when we started. You're hungry again?
Maybe that's why I'm sleepy. Did I eat too much fruit here?
Like, I haven't eaten all day since I woke up at 5 this morning. I've not eaten anything. And this is where I get into trouble, Kim, because you've lost 25 pounds. I stepped on the scale. Wake up. Wake up, mama. You're too cute to be sleeping. I stepped on the scale and asked me how many pounds I've gained. 30.
How many?
No, you even got to ask.
You gained 30 pounds?
I've gained 30 pounds.
During the pandemic?
Yeah.
Okay. So are we stopping? Are we starting a program tomorrow? You're very good at what you do when you put your mind to it.
I know.
Extremely. I got motivated by you. I don't know why. I mean, you go one day you skinny, then I'm skinny, then one day you big, I'm big. I don't understand why we can't just be healthy.
You know, it was so funny on when we did Entertainment Tonight yesterday.
Oh, they showed the fattest, biggest.
They showed pictures of Kim and I, and I was like, wow. We were huge.
It looked like we ate a small child. We both were.
Like, it shows in our face, in our boobs. That's the thing. Like, our boobs get huge and our faces are real big. And Kim and I weren't trying to lose weight just to get out here and be cute. That's one of the perks of losing weight. We really were both two mothers with young boys. And we knew we had to get healthy. But it's funny when you start losing weight, you make that commitment, then you see pictures of yourself, you're just like, golly, what the heck was I eating? A whole building?
No. And why didn't anyone say anything as I started getting big? Like, hey.
Because you knew you were big. How you tell somebody, you knew you were getting big?
No. No. I want somebody to tell me.
They showed a picture of us when we had left. We went to a Nickelodeon event with our sons. And we left. And where do we go? After we went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Now, we both knew we was fat. We both knew it. And we went right to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, shuffling in. Hey, everybody. It's Kim Whitley. Yeah, because that's when you talk.
And what we do, we go in there and say, I'll take the Obama special. That's that smothered chicken.
We got smothered chicken. We got waffles. We're dripping with butter. I had sugar-free syrup. We were big girls, but we wanted that food. And so in gaining... Hey, Minier. Is that Jeffrey? Yeah. Can you turn up the air? You know how to turn on the air conditioner? Mama's hot flashing. Do the arrow where it goes down to like 65.
Please cut all this, Chris. She taking our podcast down.
I'm not taking it down. I'm hot flashing. I got this heavy wig on.
Do you even know what a hot flash is?
I don't want it. Don't want it.
I
think
know,
about
Chris.
It all the time. And I got my phone. I let it out of my mind because I love you.
No, that's more like a lady sings the blues. That's what you're giving me. Like when you're doing all this.
Yeah, but when you sing, I've always wanted to be a singer, but I can't sing. That's the problem.
Sherry's singing like she would be at a club in your background, Kim.
Like, look at this. Look at this picture. Doesn't it look like an album picture?
Look at
you that's want me the to album cut, picture. You want me to cut this?
I'm just saying it looks like an album picture.
What's it called, Kim? What's the name of the album?
That is called I'm High and I Need Some Sugar. It looked like I ate too much. And you're hungry because you haven't eaten today. You should get up and eat breakfast, Sherry. So, Sherry, what do you want to do? Let's start a regimen for you. I can't let you get any bigger. I can't let you gain any more weight. You're done so well.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing about gaining the weight. It's been a lot of, you know, I've slacked off in my exercise and I got to get back on it. And I know I can commit. And I just want to let people know, because there's viewers and listeners who know that I've stopped sugar. I haven't had sugar since March 2018. That is still true. The only sugar that I get is from fruit. So I eat a lot of bananas. I eat a lot of watermelon. I eat a lot of apples, when I make my muffins for Kim, which I think I sent a tutorial to Chris, he may not have got it yet, where I'll show you how to make these really healthy muffins. I have an addictive personality, which is why I've gained 30 pounds. I can't eat just one muffin. I eat 12.
Right.
And I binge. And it's very healthy because the muffins are only oatmeal, apples, bananas, pears, you know, cinnamon, eggs, and gluten-free oatmeal. That's it. And I put vegan butter on it. But I get one in that sweet thing from the fruit, and then I find myself eating two more. Then I'll put three in a bowl, and I look up, and I've eaten all 12 of the muffins in 2 days. So I have to stop, work on my portion control.
Yes.
Also, my therapist said, and I think people, you tell me if you're going through this, viewers and listeners, you're trying to fill a need or a hole, because we're in this pandemic. So you're feeling, whether you're lonely, whether you're feeling overwhelmed, whether you're going through anxiety, it's all of that. And sometimes just eating makes me feel good. But I still haven't had soda. I don't eat potato chips. I don't eat, you know, refined sugar, a lot of carbs. But I will, let me take out the carbs. So I will eat a hamburger and french fries. And I eat it late at night.
All bad. Why don't you do this? Why, it's fine. This is the thing. It's fine eating, but you just got to replace what you're eating. That's the thing. Like what I have found out, like I felt bad the other day. I got into bed and I said, I'm going to watch this TV show and I'm going to eat. But I realized I've changed my habits. You know what I binged on?
What?
Rice cakes. So I felt bad, but then I looked at it. I ate rice cakes. So it wasn't like I'm eating hamburgers or french fries, but it fulfilled the need that I had. I put a little peanut butter on them and I sat in the bed and I ate me these little chocolate rice cakes and they were delicious to me. But okay. Like you said, like fruit. But if you find the stuff, if you don't have the stuff in your house and you don't get in your car and go late at night, and if you do go get a burger place, then go and get you the protein style with just the lettuce wrapped around it.
You know
it makes
what?
A difference. Uh-huh.
I know you say, because I'm the type that I will go out late at night because that's my booty call.
Okay.
Yeah, out to get food late at night is my booty call. So how do I replace that? And everything you're saying is absolutely correct.
Well, you got to stop the booty calls too. You can catch something and corona. You can catch two. You can get a double whammy of diseases. So I need you to stop the booty call. Stop going out late at night. And what you got to do is stay in, because you got a 15. I got to stay in because he's 9.
Yeah, it is. It's really getting it back. And it's also trying to find things to replace that need, you know, of like, I got to get back. Everything that was good, I stopped. Like, I haven't been meditating. I got to get back to my meditation. I've got to get back to my exercising, committing to that. So I know. And another thing, I was going to say something, darn it, that for the listeners, because I thought they probably would be going through the same thing. It's not coming to me late, it has slipped.
Well, when you go out late at night, that's your big thing. You go out late at night and you're eating. Grab stuff that binge out, but grab stuff that is good for you and stop making the muffins.
Uh-huh. Can I interrupt you? Because now it came back to me. This is what Jeffrey said that really shook me to my core, that is really kind of getting me back on the path that I need to be on. Remember I told you I took him to In-N-Out. We left your house late at night and I just wanted something to eat. I just wanted to.
And In-N-Out is a burger place here in LA.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's a burger place. They have great burgers. And we stood in the line of the car line for about 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
Wow.
And I got a double cheeseburger and I got a cheeseburger. That was for me. And I got the french fries and I got him a cheeseburger and some fries. And Jeffrey looked at me, he goes, and he hits his forehead. He goes, why are we doing this? And it hit me hard. Like, I'm putting my bad habits onto my son. Like, I'm giving my son these issues. Cause I was like, just eat it and leave me alone. Stop. And he was like, but why are you doing this, Mom? And that got me. And then yesterday we were getting something. He goes, I think it was pizza. And he goes, why? This is not even good for you. And then I was feeling like, leave me alone. But he said, it's not good for you. And so I realized, Cher, you got to get it together because kids are not listening to what you say. Jeffrey's not listening to what I say. He's looking at what I'm doing. And that really hit me. That's why I stopped sugar in 2018 of March. because I was in the car eating it was either a Reese's cup or a Hershey's bar. And he said, "Mommy, if you die, who's going to be my bodyguard?" And that threw me. And I said, "What?" And he said, "If you die, who's going to take care of me?" And that's what stopped me. I quit sugar cold turkey, and I haven't been on it since 2018. I stopped when I was a diabetic. I changed my eating habits, and I lost 30 pounds. I went from 187 to 151 because I had a vision that Jeffrey was 5 years old, and he was looking for heaven because that's where everybody told him mommy was at. He was clutching a teddy bear. So it's always been Jeffrey, my son, that has gotten me on the right track. And Kim, when he said that to me, "Why are we doing this? What are you doing? This is not good for you." It kind of made me go, "Oof, I got to do something different."
So I'm going to do something different. When are you going to do something different? I'm holding your feet to the fire.
Well, I guess because you're talking to me like I'm 8. It's supposed to be my answer should be I'm supposed to do something now, right?
Yeah, well, that's because you will put it off. And that's the thing. You have to make it. When you make a decision, like you said, you have an addictive personality. But when you make a decision, you are so good at it. I've told you that. I remember I always tell you I wish I had a little bit of you. Because when you make a decision, you don't back down. You stay steadfast to the course. So I'm challenging you to make the decision, decide on what you're going to do, and then start. Because as I always tell you, September will be here. You could be that size and unhealthy, or you could be different. November, October, they're coming with you or without you. So you can say, you know what, I'm going to take this a little bit one day at a time, a couple pounds at a time. I'll make some different choices, but I am going to start because by Christmas, my son is going to see a different me. And what scares me is that when you make that decision, I'm going to have to catch up because I might be 26 pounds down. But baby, when you make a decision, you might fly past me and hit that 30. And I'd be like, I've been on this thing for 9 months. So that's what scares me, because when you do what you do, what you decided to quit sugar and you quit that sugar. And it helped me because even when I started this WW, I don't do sugar. I do sugar-free stuff, but I could do better with the sugar thing. But you're good. So I just want to make sure that you make the decision. I appreciate
you being hard on me. You're getting on my nerves because I'm tired of hearing your mouth. But I appreciate you being hard on me because I have to do it. Maybe I'll go on a challenge with our listeners and our viewers of, you know, working this plan. Because it really is not a diet. We're trying to make it be a lifestyle change. For me, it's my health. Like, it's on the other side of sugar to me, and the other side of soda is death. And I don't want to go down that path. I need to be here for Jeffrey, healthy and vibrant. So I got to do something different. Because whatever I'm doing today is what's going to be tomorrow. So I got to change it. I think fulfilling a need. I'm lonely. Yeah. It's hard to hear about yourself. And it's not lonely like I want to go jump in the bed with somebody. I don't feel lonely like that. I think it's a lonely, like, you want a companion. Like, my son doesn't even talk to me half the time. If I didn't have these damn dogs running around to fuss at them, who would I have to talk to? That's why I love, it means so much to me to get out with friends. Like when I come skating at your house and I don't want to leave. Because when I leave, I come back and the house is empty and there's nobody here. The dogs are sleeping, Jeffrey's sleeping, and I'm sitting here and there's nobody here. I'm not
And Andre's gone to visit his mom. So, you know, our trainer's not around. So you're right.
Yeah, Andre would come over and stay for like a few hours. And I love to feed Andre. Andre comes over, he's a human garbage can. It doesn't matter what you make. Andre, it was some fish. And I said, I don't know if this fish is any good. He was like, I eat it. Andre, he appreciates what you do.
He does appreciate it. But you know what? I think this is a good time to bring up Andre's mom and Chris's mom.
That's right. About my weight loss and the challenges and losing weight, because I'm gonna start, because I want to motivate people to get healthy. But yes, this is a really good time to segue.
Now we've got Nathan here. You mentioned something about my mom. I'm curious what the hell's going on here. I was not privy to an email that was. I saw Nathan working on something from you. What little nerve-wracking. What's going on?
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you asked, Chris. So anyway, if you have been following our podcast, we give a lot of are you trying to be the same height as me?
There yes,
you
go. Trying to be crazy.
That looks great. What'd you do, put a telephone book up under your butt?
No, I put my hands under my butt and raised up, and I'm holding myself up, which is ridiculous. Go ahead.
It looks so much better because before you were way down. You were down in the ghetto of your backdrop. So now you've moved up. You've gentrified yourself.
I moved out of it. But I got to say something off the record. But NBA players walked out of the playoffs because of Jacob Blake's murder. So that's what someone just texted me. But I didn't know that he died. I thought he was paralyzed or got shot. I didn't know he actually died. Did you?
Wait a minute. He passed away?
Passed away, obviously.
Wait, are you sure?
Well, no, I can't. You know what? I'm not going to take this because the person that texted me is also the person that said, is also the person that said they're not voting because.
I swear to God, if you're not,
there was an Illinois teen showed up last night with a machine gun and shot two protesters. He's Jacob Blake is alive. He's paralyzed currently. So you've got the Milwaukee Bucks, which are the nearest pro team to Kenosha, where this happened. They made the choice to protest, and then the Orlando Magic, who are their opponents, also followed suit. And it looks like the Lakers may be next. So this will be huge.
He's still paralyzed, Jim. He hasn't. Jeez Louise, you skipped. Okay.
What? I had to realize the source. I had to realize the source. It's the same person that said something to me about voting and what they're gonna do for Black people. Yeah, I said let's get the administration together first, and we worry about. I said this is not a Black election. This is not a Black election. This is an American election. We have to save our democracy. We are not trying to go into a dictatorship. When the people started talking about that, I was like, can we just get the orange man out? Let's go one step at a time. Okay.
Tell your friend, Precision News, to look at the sources that he's getting his news from. Look at the CNN. Look at the NBC.
I think he got it off of Bumble. I don't know.
Yeah, please, because you scared me, because we've been praying for Jacob Blake, who unfortunately... and now we have to, because we've gone there and we'll get back to Andre, we have to say Jacob Blake was a man in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He had broken up a fight between two women. He was relieved when the police came. He walked to his car or his van and apparently was walking away from them. They have a video, gruesome, pulled in the back of his shirt. They shot him 7 times in the back. And
in front of his 5 children in the car.
I don't think it was all of his children. I think it was 3 of his children. The majority of his children who saw their father get shot in the back, they rushed him to the hospital. They had to remove a portion of his intestines, a portion of his colon. He is now paralyzed from the waist down. They don't know if it's temporary paralysis or what, but right now he is paralyzed. And the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin is in an uproar. They have militia groups that are shooting peaceful protesters. It is a mess. They have had press conferences with his sister, who said she's too tired to cry. Don't pity her. She wants to see change. His mother, who is just a complete mess. His children will need therapy, as well as just money for the basic necessities, because now he is paralyzed. This is a man. I mean, it's just so much. We're still talking about killings by police officers. Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd. It gets a little tiring because it's like when we're still trying to get justice for one person, here comes another hashtag and then another hashtag. This is why sometimes I think I go to In-N-Out and eat a couple of cheeseburgers. You feel like you need to escape. You can't escape that way, but we're praying for Jake. We're praying for, my mind is all over the place. Jacob Blake. Thank you so much, girl. We are praying for Mr. Blake right now and that, we can get some justice. They're withholding the name of the police officer that shot him in the back. So we don't know who that is. This is what makes me mad. There are several videos where the police know how to use restraint. That man that went in there and shot all those people in the church was hungry. They went and got him a burger. They escorted him out gently with his hands behind his back. They got a video of a man running around who, butt naked, jumped on the cops and managed to take their nightsticks and drive away in their car. And now at one point when they were still wrestling this man, did they harm him? So it's, you know how to use restraint, but you don't. It is so, but then when we see, and when I say we, Black people see videos of the man walking to his car, he's walking away from you. You got a taser in your belt. You shoot him 7 times in the back. When a man, it's like,
It's hard to take. Let's move on, please. Let's move on to Chris and Andre, please.
I gotta always,
you know, we had an hour, right?
Okay, don't you dare get on me when you were the one looking at your phone and then you brought this up. I was not even going to talk about this.
I didn't know you was going to go on a tangent.
It's going to be a little bit longer than an hour. I'm sorry, because we got to get to this business. So
okay, let's get to it because my stomach is rumbling.
Well, so is mine. It's rumbling. So we're going to get to, this is a long one. We were talking, and this is what Chris didn't know about.
I'm sitting here. I'm like, what? Why is my mom getting brought up? And what's going on? I heard you mention Sandy and Joni. So
Your mother's name is Joni. Chris's mother's name is Joni, and Joni and Sandy. Andre's mother is Sandy. They have been watching our podcast. Thank you so much, Joni and Sandy. We love you. And they've seen Chris and Andre have little moments on our podcast, and they both contacted us, Kim, because they want their sons to have more of a presence on Two Funny Mamas podcast.
It's and called Two Funny Mamas. Really? Okay.
I know, but the two mamas are involved. So I want to show you the first video that Chris's mother, Joni, sent. Bless her heart. Can you play this video?
She sent a video?
She sent a video.
Yes, Nate has it. Play it. Forget Chris.
Hey, Sherry. Hey, Kim. It's Joni. The reason that Chris needs more airtime is because I need to see him. He's been working really hard on your podcast, and so I don't get to see him. So if he's on the podcast, then I could see him. And it's kind of like when we were at basketball. I didn't want him sitting on the bench. I wanted him playing. And he's my son. So yeah, we need more airtime.
Okay, can I tell you how much in love I am with Joni? She was so transparent. He's my son, Sherry and Kim. I just want to see him.
I love Joni. I'm coming home to dinner. Yeah.
Is that because you now know that I could hoop?
Well, that you can hoop and that your mama's cute, because then we can have some cute babies. Now, if your mama was toe up, I wasn't going to come home for dinner with your mama cute.
Thank you for your transparency.
Did you just say so we can have cute babies?
Yep, I said it. Say something smart.
Yeah, I'm going to say, do you even have your
uterus? I got eggs.
They had in the refrigerator?
They're in the refrigerator.
Wait, so how does that work? Do you how does the egg thing, like, I show up like a salmon and just all over them? Like, where? How does that work?
Chris, she doesn't have any eggs. I don't know what this girl's talking about. Where's your uterus? In your glove compartment?
Don't worry about where it is. I just got scrubbed yesterday.
You got your uterus scrubbed yesterday?
Scrubbed. It's all tight and right.
I'm so glad that we just showed a video of my mom.
Chris, Kim's uterus is tight and right and ready for white.
Tight and right and ready for white. You better say it, Sherry Shepherd.
And I love
my shoulders. I'm red.
Now this, we love, you know, Chris, your mom, Joni, we just love her so much. And we'll take it under consideration. But then Sandy, Andre's mother, sent a video as well. These videos. So can you please show the video of Andre's mom, Sandy?
Hey, Hey, Sherry. It's Dre's mom. And in answer to your question as to why I think he should be on your show, he's nice to look at. He's my son. And in addition to that, I think that he would be an enhancement to what you and Kim present. If you ask some of the other ladies out there, I'm sure that they might agree with Dre's mom. It would be a good thing to see two funny mamas and a man. I'm looking forward to getting that wig too, by the way.
Now,
I love what you present, and I think that he's a good-looking man. And she was real serious. I love that.
I know. You know, and that's what it was about, Sandy. I mean, as you can see, the women really like him, and he's handsome, and he's my.
Let's see a picture of Andre. Let's remind everybody. I know he's out. I think we've got a photo. Let's remind everybody. He ain't messing around. Look at that guy.
Look at Andre.
Andre.
All right. Now, Chris, I want you to show a picture of you.
Okay. Hang on.
You got some pictures. Show that picture.
Oh, wow. Yes. Kim's favorite.
Now, is there a way that you can put your picture?
That's the fresh haircut.
We are showing a few pictures of Chris and Andre, and I wish listeners you could see this yummy over here. Now, can you put your picture next to Andre's picture?
Yeah, give us just a second, and because
they both look like killers.
Right, we both look like you would be real happy after we beat the shit out of somebody. That
yeah, that would be very sexy.
Right, yeah. I was looking at Andre, and I was like, "Man, good looking guy," and I'm intimidated. Like, he's got the stare. Oh,
you're very good looking too. You got it going on too. That's why I want the ladies to see both of the pictures. This is really look at Andre and look at Chris.
See, this could be an alternate show. I mean, this could. What if we co-hosted? Would that be?
No.
Well, my mom asked really nice, and she told you about basketball. And
we're gonna have to do an offshoot of Two Funny Mamas.
A spinoff.
We can let y'all probably
a little bit of seed, and they want all of the grain. I don't know what's going on with Andre and Chris. Wow. But, you know, this is what I will say. We love Joni. We love Sandy. And Kim and I will take something under consideration. We won't talk about it because those pictures were cute. And so just give the ladies a little eye candy. Okay. And we'll talk about it. Now, let's see. Because Andre, I have to send you guys a picture. Andre sent me a picture of his mother hugging him, and he looks like Jeffrey.
Oh, it was so cute.
So I wanted to, we have talked about some stuff. We'll talk about me learning how to swim next podcast. You remember we said we were going to get a family in need a webcam, a cordless keyboard. An HDMI
screen. Yep.
And what did we say? And a monitor, like a TV screen.
Right. And we were kids big enough.
Big enough so that your child could see. We had so many submissions to Two Funny Mamas. It was. You know what? It was so heartbreaking because so many people are going through this pandemic, Kim, with more than one child and trying to figure out how best to serve their children. So to pick the best story was so difficult for us, everybody. We thank you for all of your, you know, submissions. And we're so sorry if you weren't picked. It was so many and we only have one thing to give away. I am trying to get in touch with some charities because what a lot of people need are school supplies, Kim. Ink for the printer. Because, you know, now you're at home, you're printing out your own paper. And pages, a lot of people needed paper and printer ink. So we're just trying to do some things to see if we could partner with someone to get more supplies. There were people who just wanted to donate. And I will say this to you before we announce our winner. If you would like to donate, Kim and I are looking for a charity that we can partner up with. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel, and there's some really wonderful charities, and we're trying to look for them to bring them to you. But if you would like to just donate anything, you can feel free to Cash App us. Now, we don't have anything formal setup. But what I'm saying to you is, if you're listening, if you're watching, you know Kim and I. You know Kim and I, our work. You know our hearts. We are not going to take the money that you send us. You will not be hearing about us buying a car and buying shoes and being brought up on charges. If you Cash App us some money, we are going to hold on to it, and we're going to purchase what is needed for whoever needs it, or it gets donated to a charity. We will give you an accounting. So if that makes you feel any better about donating.
It just sounds like we're about to go to jail. It sounds like we're about to go to jail.
We're about to run off to Mexico. I just wanted to put this.
We're going to run this straight back, and the lawyer's going to be like, y'all just gave away your cash. No, but you all know, if you send it to our Cash App, it's the easiest way. But you got to please put in the subject. But we're not getting Cash App for nothing else. So we know it's going to be for the school supplies, because no one is Cash Apping us. We don't have nobody paying us for nothing. It's Kim Whitney. And wait a minute. This is the thing. We got to make sure. I have a picture, because I have Cash App people and it was the wrong person. So make sure you see my face. And it's KYM. WHITLEY with the dollar symbol. Make sure you send my face, for you send any money for school supplies. You can say for school supplies in the memo. And we will.
It's $KYM.
What I say kind of sign it was?
You said it at the end. It's $KYMWHIT like Tom. LEY, $KYM Whitley, and make sure her picture appears once you put that name in. Because that's the worst, is when you send it to somebody else and you got to hope the person sends it back. So please, we're right now actively looking for a partner. So we're not going to be holding on to your money for a year. We're going to do something with it. So anyway, here's the letter.
We're trying to just get a little money to get some, they don't need no backpacks, some pencils and paper, some ink to some of these families.
And put in the subject line, two funny mamas. So that Kim won't be thinking it's me paying her back for, you know, a wig she done bought from me. So we really need you to put in two funny mamas. But I'm going to read the winner of the TV monitor, the keyboard, the HDMI cable, and the webcam. Okay. And it says, Mrs. Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley, thank you so much for thinking about others during this COVID-19 pandemic and how it is affecting the parents and students on so many levels. My name is Mrs. Carmel C. Zeno. I am mother and bonus mother of five total, one girl and one boy, of which are at home and teenagers. We would greatly appreciate the items to help with their virtual schooling. We do not own a computer or laptop, but they will be able to get Chromebooks, okay, or tablets from their school. I, as a parent, have a difficult time viewing these small screens and maneuvering on the keyboard, the keypad of these tablets. So I welcome the chance of somehow helping them easier. I'm currently able to meet my family's living expenses through fixed income, for which I'm truly grateful and thankful. I've become a regular at receiving help from local food drives and pantries. I also make weekly trips to receive the meals that my two teens are able to receive from their school because of COVID. The three of us live in a one-bedroom, all-bills-paid apartment, and I have a bankruptcy order that still has a little over a year before it's paid out. So things are a challenge. It's been difficult just keeping car insurance and apartment insurance. Any additional expenses are just not attainable at this current time. I love your podcast, and I have an idea to begin a virtual show as well. That's sweet. I pray that God allows me to flow gracefully into a new world of income and prosperity, as this pandemic is truly causing us as people to look at how we can be easily shifted and vulnerable to instant changes by man and natural events. But God keeps making a way. And she puts smiles and praises. So this is the last sentence. Thanks again for this opportunity. And I will definitely be watching with enthusiasm and anticipation of much needed laughter. Sincerely and with wishes of much success, Carmel C. Zeno from Dallas, Texas.
All right, give it up, Carmel, the winner.
Yeah, so we are going to call you. It will either be Kim and I, or it'll be both of us. And Joshua will probably be on the phone.
He said it'll be either Kim or I or both of us. Yes, time for you to get
something. My nephew works at Global Express, so he gets a little bit of a discount. So we're going to ship
it to you. We're going to ship it out.
We're going to ship the TV to you. We got a TV for you. We got the keyboard. We got the HDMI cable. And we got the webcam. The only thing we're not shipping to you is a computer because you'll have a Chromebook. And hopefully the kids will be able to use it when they have to get on their respective classes. And yes. We just wish you the best. So there you go, Carmel Cizino. We got some, you know, there's some schools here that need some things, Kim. That I'll tell you about. There's a school that was in Cleveland. I want to know if you know about it. I'm a teacher at Nathan Hale School in Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
So podcast, I love it. And I'm writing about your school supply giveaway. Every year, teachers all over, myself included, purchase supplies for their students. This year, it's hard to do because our students need laptops along with the usual pencils, papers, etc. If possible, my school would love to receive supplies from Two Funny Mamas to give away to your students. I know you will have a lot of people asking, but I try anything. So if you could send me, and that was, who was this? This was Tracy Arrington from Nathan Hale School. If you could send me a Gmail of what specifically you needed so I could talk to Kim about it. There was one school, this is the last one, Kim. She said she teaches 63 fourth graders in person and virtually simultaneously in New Orleans. And she says they receive free lunch, but they could use help with supplies, especially headphones with microphones for their computers. Oh, okay. She sent me a picture of the classroom. She says a class set of 30 headphones would be truly appreciated. So if you're donating to Kim's Cash App, which is $ Kim Whitley, KYMWHITLEY. I think that's something that we can go in and purchase. And
we'll get headsets, 30 instead of 30.
For the kids with the little microphones.
If you have a company and you have headsets, please reach out to us and let us know that you can donate, and we'll give you the address to ship them straight to her.
Exactly. This is, so you can Gmail us at twofunnymamas@gmail.com. So that's that piece of business. And thank you for your submissions, everybody. We wanted to, one of the other things we wanted to do, we're really excited about a segment. We wanted to spotlight a Black business. We really wanted to spotlight a female owned business of a woman of color. And I'm excited because Kim has somebody that she wanted to spotlight. Let's go, girl.
Okay. Well, look at me. I'm looking up something. Hold up.
You want me to do it or you? Because you.
You don't understand. My stomach is growling. That's why.
So is so, mine.
Yeah, we'll throw like up.
You're not picture. Going to die.
Okay. He's going to throw up the picture.
We got pictures and the logo and everything. Okay, good. We'll let you do a pitch. Here we go.
My girlfriend, I have a friend in Cleveland, has one of the most fantastic clothing stores. Tracy Fowler and Renee Fowler, they have a place called Fowler's.
It's called Fashions by Fowler.
Fashions by Fowler. That's right. It's on Shaker Square in Cleveland. These women have been doing it. Their clothes are out of sight, but they also have an online presence, fashionsbyfowler.com, I believe. But I like to highlight them. There's two women doing it for themselves. They had a problem during the pandemic. They said, oh, we got to get back online and make sure, you know, people know our clothing. So if you get a chance.
Yep, what I'm excited about. It's two sisters.
Two sisters. That is Tracy in the blue jean thing, and that is Renee. And she was like, oh, girl, look at our picture. And that's when I went to visit. I went to visit them. And I was like, girl, you got your mask down. See the dresses? They come with matching masks.
I love the red dress with the matching mask and the multicolored green and red and black dress with the matching mask. But I want you to put up, is there a picture, Chris, of a black and white dress? That is one I'm going to order. Yes. I love wearing dresses like this. This is a black and white striped maxi dress, and it's got a mask that goes with it. $55. And this, you know me, I love walking around in these kind of dresses because they're very comfortable and it's hot and it's very chic looking. So this set I'm going to buy. But and you can go to Fashions by Fowler, which is Fowler, fashionsbyfowler.com. And it's owned by two sisters, biological sisters, who self-employed and the pandemic has really been hurting them. So they've taken to being online. So yeah, support.
Support. Show that other picture.
Is there another picture in the driveway?
They're fantastic little advertisers. They love this picture.
When they're in the driveway, you said? Here, well,
yeah, the one in the driveway, because, you know, Renee
Nathan,
was like,
do you see that picture of them in the driveway? There we go.
Yeah, that's the picture.
Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. It's good. Look at
him. Yes, Diva.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's standing in the driveway.
That's right.
And I love the striped like jumpsuit with the cape attached. That's one of them. I want to tell the listeners what we're looking at. One of the sisters. Which sister is that?
There in the front. That's Renee.
That's Renee in the front. And Renee has a peplum dress, which is short with a long tail behind it, a train. Cute, Divas.
That's cute.
This is Fashions by Fowler.
Fashions by Fowler.
And tell them Kim Whitley and Sherry Shepherd, Too Funny Mama sent you.
Too Funny Mama sent you. Yeah, so support. That's our spotlight on Black businesses and spotlight on female Black business.
Chris, I wanted to ask you one thing. I wanted to also put a shout out. We end our podcast. We didn't get to do it last week, but Cassandra, who wrote our Too Funny Mamas jingle that we end with, I wanted to let you know she's a Delta. Did I tell you that? She's a Delta, Kim?
Yes.
She wants to let you know she was a Delta. Chris, you didn't have the jingle that I wanted Kim to hear, did you?
From the gentleman.
From the gentleman, RJ.
I could find it. I don't believe it's here.
Would you be able to find it for this podcast, or we got to wait till next week?
It's up to you. Do you want? I can add it on at the end. It just wouldn't be available right now. I don't know if you want to. You want to just play it at the end?
Yeah, we can play it at the end. Can we play it at the end?
Yeah, we can add it on.
Okay, because there's a couple jingles that someone, Kim, his name is RJ Silver. If you're listening, RJ Silver, I know I didn't get back to you, but I'm going to email you. RJ Silver is a big fan of ours, Kim. His partner introduced Too Funny Mamas to him, and RJ Silver has a degree in marketing. He sent the longest email with all of these suggestions for the Too Funny Mamas podcast, and I so appreciate it. I printed them out, RJ, and I got them in my Too Funny Mamas pile. So Kim and I have to have a board meeting. Usually our board meeting only lasts 3 seconds because Kim is usually hungry, and we never get to get to it. But he sent all kinds of jingles and samples, and I'm really, next week I want to play two that I narrowed
down. He's got five of them, and we can play them. You want to play them live next week? We'll do a little tease.
We'll do it.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to RJ.
So I just want to say, RJ, I did not forget about you. I'm talking to Kim about you. Next week we're going to play some of the samples of your jingle because they were so, I liked them. He said our names. They were so jazzy. And thank you for the comments, RJ. We appreciate you. So next week, we'll end with it today and we'll play them next week for you, Kim. But, you know, I don't want to make this 2 hours because I know you're hungry, Kim.
Yes, I got a voiceover that I've been trying to do since this morning. I got to do this voiceover.
Okay, can I read you one comment?
It was due at 9 a.m.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yes. Can I just read this one comment, Kim?
Oh, my God.
I just want to read it to you because I need you to address it.
I'm writing down what we're doing.
It's been bothering me. No, we got to address it because it's been bothering me because this lady thinks I'm horrible to you. So you have to address this lady. All right. And please note, we've been friends.
Anymore.
Huh?
Okay. She cut off an hour ago.
I know, but you have to. Please, let me just read it. I love when Sherry's talk. Let me see. No. Oh, shoot. You know why I'm finding it? This is what I want you to do, Kim. Stop it. Kim, somebody says they're ready for book number two. They bought your book, and they're ready for book number two.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm ready for book number two.
Okay, I want you. Yeah, silence is horrible on the podcast. That was terrible. I wanted you to keep talking.
I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Because this wasn't the one, but this was Sherry.
We can read it next week. Please stop.
I am give it to me. You made me nervous. I'm very prepared.
I'm producing next week. I can't take this.
Let me just read this and just answer it. Sherry, seriously, you have to stop acting so rude and so critical of Kim. You really don't realize how you're coming off. I really wish one of your friends or someone would be honest and would let you know. You seem very demanding and super mean. You're the one who started with her asking about her eyes and then the background. I've only watched 17 minutes because I feel so bad for Kim. I'm really surprised she continues to do this with your friend. She's your friend. Stop browbeating her. And I just had to have you.
Oh, finally someone recognized it. Thank you. What? Thank you. And thank you. What's her name?
I'm not telling you.
You tell me her name. I want to thank you for this abuse you have noticed. Sherry is demanding. She's a browbeater. She has beat my brows for many years.
Or it was a different one. It was the one that the lady called and said her 17-year-old noticed how mean I was to you. I said, your 17-year-old got that out of all of this podcast? Your 17-year-old.
Yeah. We addressed her last time. Don't bring her up again. Okay. Now you're browbeating.
So we're going to end this podcast because Kim is hungry. She's got to do this thing. She's getting on my nerves. And that's when she starts getting on my nerves. And I'm going to go do karaoke in my living room. I got a karaoke machine, so I'm going to do down the summer. And maybe I'll tape myself. This is what we want to say. Thank you for listening to the podcast today, our total disjointedness. We appreciate you. Please click the button that says subscribe. It's somewhere on our page. Click it if you want to get the full visual experience of Kim Whitley and I and the Two Funny Mamas. Subscribe to our podcast on YouTube. Just hit that button. You will be notified when we get when our new podcast is out. It drops every Thursday. If you want to listen to us while you go hiking, close your eyes. You got your eyes open like you're ready to stalk somebody. Kim, if you want to listen to us, go to your favorite podcast platform, Stitcher, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Type in Two Funny Mamas and we're right there. You can subscribe. Please leave a comment where you can. Let us know how you feel. We try to read all of them because I just started my gig at Dish Nation, so I haven't been able to read the podcast the way I'm supposed to. Kim's movie is streaming the weekend on, is it Amazon, Kim?
Amazon.
You can watch Kim's movie the weekend with Sasheer Zamata from Saturday Night Live and Tone Bell, Kim Whitley, directed by Stella McGee. And was there anything else? You can go to get our merchandise, our Two Funny Mamas. We got t-shirts. Let me put it up. I'm gonna hold up the t-shirt. We got masks. We got t-shirts. There it is.
Looking good. And real quick, we had to do a bunch of resends from the lovely situation that the post office is in. So if you haven't gotten anything, which I had some giveaways that we had to resend out, or if you want stuff and there's ever an issue, email me, chris@midcoast.media. We'll take care of it. Take care of whatever issues are coming up, but rest assured, it will be delivered.
Ladies, that's only if you have an issue, not if you want to date Chris, not if you want to see more pictures of Chris. If you want to only email him if you have issues with the merchandise.
Right. But head he to, said it so fast.
Head Chris to Instagram. Oh, okay.
Kim Whitley is a very jealous woman. She don't like that. So if you want to get our merchandise, you can also find it in the bio for on the YouTube page, but you can go to buyjack.com, buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. We're working on many more things. We're working on some, we got the mask in every color. We're working on satin bonnets, Kim. Mm-hmm. Working on that. We're working on more t-shirts.
Please stop. Stop the podcast, Chris. She's going to keep going. It's over.
Just I was going to say goodnight.
And thank you. You just run in your mouth because you got that wig on.
Stop. Don't end it with the attitude. End it with the smile. You're calling people to action to smile. So redo that whole thing.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry, for all your information. You're so wonderful, Donna Summers. Look at you, crazy girl. Y'all, thank you for listening and watching Two Funny Mamas. We'll see y'all on the next podcast. Oh, God.
I don't want to get over.
Good day, everybody.
That's staying in. I am not cutting that out.
It was like, good day, everybody.